Many say, who will show me good? And yet, very few find it. We should therefore understand, where is that great and relentless obstacle which fails so many mercilessly? I have already pointed out to you several times the famous law in the holy books that nothing is given unless by merit, meaning through labor, which everyone calls awakening from below. Without it, no bestowal from above, called awakening from above, will ever happen. These words and laws are known to all, but their extent is not known, or they do not want to know it. For this reason, there is a big edifice of the Sitra Achra, which stands and makes allowances to the matter that it is not necessary to exert beyond human capability. In dire times, one has an entire lore from authors and books showing the kindness and mercy of his guidance with a person who is not so meticulous. He has 1,000 pre-prepared proofs for it. Instantaneously, as it is written, the Creator does not criticize his creations. They said about the such that the Torah is called Sam. For if he is not rewarded, the Torah itself becomes to him a potion of death. For they are learning Torah from Sam, the wicked, and from him they understand. His words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart and are always kept in the memory, for they are contemplated day and night. God save us from him and from his followers. What shall we do for those, and how can we reach out to them or slightly move them from their places when they are not at all ready for an awakening from below? I wish to say that even if we succeed with the Creator's help to draw upon them the greatest awakening of the body, to crave and covet him, they will still not want, or won't be able to, with that power of theirs, to give the measure of awakening from below that is needed for an awakening from above. This is something about which the Creator has never made allowances, since days of old until the day, this day and always, for he has given an unbreakable law. It is said about it in full measure, when you send her away, you contend with her. The Creator measures a person one portion at a time. It is also written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. Referring also to our topic, the iniquity of the Amorite is the klipa that keeps and surrounds the fruit, called awakening from above, or the land of Israel. That klipa will not move from its place even as a hair's breadth from before Israel complement entirely the necessary measure of awakening from below, called merit, meaning the labor and exertion beyond human capability. Anything that one can do is merely called work, and is still not considered labor. When Israel reach that point, they complement their amount, and then it is called the iniquity of the Amorite is full. In other words, it is evident that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, being the holy divinity, do not belong to them. Then they break that klipa called Amorite, and raise divinity from the dust, and not a moment sooner, as in the verse. This is the meaning of the explicit number, 400 years, which shows the great precision in the matter, that there are no concessions here at all. As our sages said, The matter of skipping over the end, which was mandatory and obligatory for Israel, that skipping caused all the exiles to this day. It is also known that the general and particular are equal. That is, in each one from Israel, concerning the soul, there is the matter of coming to the land. And all that is said in the whole of Israel, and that in his awakening from below, there is that number, 400 years, which is 400 of death, and 400 of life. Our sages said, "Ase," or "do," for the meaning of 400 years of enslavement, refer to the place in which he is permitted to pay back the measure of his labor precisely, for in that there is no concessions, not even a hair's breadth. This is why our sages said, "I did not labor and found, do not believe," and also the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, as well as he who wishes to live shall put himself to death, and many other that are similar. In contrast, they said, "I labored and did not find, do not believe." For they knew that wicked Sam, his lore, is in his hand to show that it is possible to find the Creator's salvation without labor beyond human capability, by which one is made to let go of one's grip in the awakening from below, and he is repelled each day into a great abyss. Afterwards, when he returns and recognizes his falsehood and finds his faith in the words of our sages that the lack of labor and awakening from below had lowered him to the netherworld, he therefore wishes to strengthen himself and dedicate himself to worshiping the Creator. And at that time, he promptly returns to him with new heresy. Thus, even labor does not help at all, because he, God forbid, does not hear the prayer of every mouth. That is, he has pre-prepared proofs to show that there are those who exert, but do not find at all. This is why they warned, "I labored and did not find, do not believe." Thus, I have shown you the web in which the robbed souls that have no comfort are judged in that mistake in the meaning of the word labor. However, truthful in the verse, "They who seek me shall find me." I still see much evil in the world. Those caught in the web of Sitra Achra labor needlessly, which is only a depiction of punishment. That is, it doesn't join the count of 400 years whatsoever, and for that my heart aches more than anything. About this such, a person should brace himself with the prayer, "May he grant," etc., that we will not labor in vain, for it requires great success in that matter. You should also know that the labor and exertion that appears in one's heart during the prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
Questions?
Rav, what labor is he talking about here that has no benefit?
Pointless exertion or useless exertion. What do we have to do? We have to connect in order to provide a place for the Creator to be revealed. Any exertion that is not for that sake goes to the klipot, to the shells, and it kind of comes back to you like this. It brings you some problems, some blows, some troubles, from which you enter the correct calculation. Otherwise, this is beta, the path. The intention, the inaccurate intention or lack of intention, causes all the exertion to fall into the klipa. Then, through all those problems, you awaken and you perform serious calculation. But when? That's only the stretching of the time. Mm-hmm. Question: when the beast suffers, but there's joy from the connection to godliness, is there room for prayer here?
No. What prayer? What prayer?
There is a state when the body doesn't suffer and you still have connection with godliness?
I can't say in a definitive way whether it's like this or like that. An athlete who's come to like some world record and he's suffering, his body is suffering and everything, and he himself is joyful. Is there such a thing? Probably yes. So what are you asking about that? In faith above reason, the will to receive does not get what it deserves. And he doesn't agree with it. That's the left line. It doesn't agree. But against that, there's the right line, which understands that by being uplifted above the left, he comes in the middle line to godliness. As much as we ascend more, the gap between right and left is greater. That's considered an ascent.
It sounds, how can there be room? Because the divine joy overcomes the physical suffering. The physical suffering can interrupt here.
I can't explain that. Whoever feels it will feel it. But it's not on one plane. I'm saying this again. It's two different planes. It's faith above reason, where the will to receive does not disappear, but actually you assemble above it the masach and the reflecting light, and all the faith is above it. And also what we receive in the will to receive later, it's not within the will to receive, but rather in the light of chasadim that fills the will to receive, and in it we get the revelation of godliness already. What?
He writes here that the matter of the exertion and the work that is revealed in the heart of a person during the prayer is more successful than all the other details of reality. How can we take this kli of the morning lesson and the current lesson and in general the time of the prayer when we're together in front of the sources, all of us, and increase it and extract the most out of this occasion?
We need to concentrate all these things together to make the right conclusion out of them and to make it into a prayer.
I'm asking because for now we're putting great emphasis on the acting of the Arvut, but seemingly it happens after the lesson. My feeling is that, you know, how do we, are we making the most of this, of the lesson? Because this is a concentrated place where we can have this concentrated effort which will radiate to the whole day.
I don't know, all day long, before the lesson, during the lesson, that doesn't seem to me. There's no such thing. If you dedicate to this your forces and the inclination, the labor, the exertion, the intention, so what does it have to do with before or after the lesson? I press on the button, now it's the time, from 5 to 6 is the time when I think about the path. And from 6 to 7, I think about something else. There's no such thing. We need to constantly think in the same direction, the same goal, and how each time to add more and more in what we're in, so that every next moment will be more in that same direction, that was a moment ago. And not that it's divided according to hours, like this and like that. During the lesson, we can't think about our... So, what is this? Why? Yes, explain it to me.
On the contrary, during the lesson we have all the conditions.
No, but you said it like during the lesson.
No, I said that we have all the conditions specifically during the lesson to put in that concentrated effort. And are we making the most out of those tools? Those, so that they would truly radiate for later on, for the rest of our day.
No, there's no such thing. If you don't hold it, you're not projecting to anything. You're not shining anything. Where you are is what you are. No, before the sleep, I was at an exalted state, and now it illuminates for me. There are such things, but not that we can use them. No. Where a person is, that's where he is. That's why I said that we need to constantly make sure that the next moment will be more powerful than the previous moment. That's it? Yes.
So, to continue what Niv was saying, it turns out that a person, at every moment, his entire day, is like one time that he has to be in it.
Yes. If, God forbid, you have some very big problem, can you rid yourself from it? Where it's truly before you, kind of consuming you. Can you somehow erase it in any way or do something about it? Unless you get like a drug or you get drunk. But you are completely in it. The same thing with the good states where you're drawn to something, you're attracted to something. It's called I'm lovesick. You can't rid yourself from it. It's like a sickness where it comes and grabs you. And where does it come from? It comes from the environment. You can't believe that such a thing is possible, in which we will be in it day and night, because you do not receive it through the environment, where each is efforting on his own. So it's not benefiting anyone. No one. Only if we are impressed from the connection, that will be the right impression.
We have to find those contact points, touch points throughout the entire flow of the day?
And night. Yes?
That something a person does, or a society, something that lives in the air, we have to generate it?
Each and every one, and all of us together. Think about that. You have all the materials. You are already, you're oversaturated. It's truly, nothing is lacking in your knowledge or in the organization or anything, except for the implementation. More?
We have a practical example. We have a friend in Israel, Yitzhak Rot, and in New York, Tim Knox. They're both by the sick beds of their babies. How can we at every moment, day and night, to think of them, to care about the connection between us, the way these friends care about their babies?
Also, enter that request within your request for connection and for mutual guarantee. Yes? It's possible. If there is an inclination to one kli, so also those things will be integrated and can be included there and to change. Yes? The connection is the true remedy for anything. It's the correction of the shattering, where it can, it's a general problem. The source of the problem is the shattering, and the connection is the correction for all the problems, which are all a result of the shattering. That's it. What can we say? All right. Well,
On the subject of being in the thought all day, I noticed that if I perform an action, I can't think of the goal. Maybe for a second, 10 seconds, 30 seconds if I'm lucky. But if it's not dissemination or read an article or talk to a friend, then how to hold the action that's not clothed in a, I mean, the thought that's not clothed in an action?
Whatever you can. I think you have enough deeds. You have enough actions. You're learning in the morning. Before that, you're thinking about the study, how to take advantage of it, maybe. Maybe there's another word for it. How to make the most out of it. And then after that, after the study, for a few minutes, you're together there, where you eat together, breakfast maybe, I don't know. But try to... Later, throughout the day, you're connecting. In the evening, you go out to disseminate. You have all kinds of possibilities for every action that you'd want. What are you missing? I don't know. I don't see that there is a lack of anything. If it weren't for my role to put out as many explanations and commentaries to the broad public, I wouldn't do a thing more than the morning lesson. And you? I don't know what else can be done. Physically, you're saying that the deeds are not enough. We are arranged in such a manner that we have to work 8 hours a day. Oh, maybe 6. But really, Rabash used to pressure for a person to work all day long. He used to say, it'll make him do less nonsense. And, well, we do dissemination. We didn't have dissemination back then. But, really, I don't see that you need to say that we don't have time to do the actions and that we can adhere to them, the intention of connection, adherence between us, connection, arvut, mutual guarantee. Everything exists.
No, there are enough actions. The question is, I can measure my striving and my progress and my effort according to the number of actions, no? Because that's the only way to show where my intentions and my inner work. Otherwise, it's not a way to measure.
I don't know. It's best to do little with the intention. Sometimes you're running around in all kinds of directions and trying to do things in actions. What will you do? What is there to do? If we work with the external kli, that's nevertheless, it could be. But I don't see any addition that needs to be other than in the intention and in the concentration. That's how it seems to me. On the contrary, when you are drawn to a physical action, it seems to me that it's in order to not invest in the intention, but rather in action only. As in that, you're going like a commando physically, like a military or an army or, you know, thugs, and you're just going without an intention. And that intention is very limited. It's worthwhile to maybe invest less efforts physically and more on the right intention, the inner connection. It's more beneficial.